A massive software project that's run millions of dollars and years over original expectations was halted today by Anchorage's new mayor. As KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, the move is meant to re-examine the city's path forward, but it won't totally shut off money for the project.
Implementing the SAP software across the municipality's offices is, to put it mildly, a pretty giant mess. There are a lot of unflattering numbers associated with the program's overruns. When former Mayor Dan Sullivan's administration announced the project in 2011, it was forecast to cost around $11 million and take just a year and a half to come online. But Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson ran through a much different timeline at the start of a committee meeting.
September 2014, project now 2 years behind schedule. Budget is $31.4 million, tripling the projected cost.
Currently, it costs the city around $50,000 a day to pay for employees, consultants, and office space, all without a clear end date. So, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz announced his administration has decided to take what he's calling a pause.
And at this juncture, the responsible course of action for us to follow is to take a pause and to assess where we are, make a determination about what options we're going to have moving ahead.
The length of that pause has yet to be determined. It'll cost the city several $100,000 just shutting down current operations. That is, paying consultants as their jobs wind down, keeping up with rent payments, and other obligations. No city employees will lose work. They'll all be reassigned internally. This is the third time the SAP project has been put on hold. And Assemblymember Amy Domboski, who was critical of the last administration's spending on the project, reminded the new administration that the longer the pause, the more costly it is to resume operations down the line. Asked whether full termination was a possibility, Berkowitz replied,
"We're going to be reviewing all options."
The administration has recruited a team of seven Alaskans, mostly from the private sector, to review the project. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.